It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into one of the most powerful tools you can develop, mindful listening. We've talked about mindful listening before, but this episode was inspired by a podcast called The Presence Podcast, which I don't know whether it exists anymore. But it's Ken Sullivan, and I heard this episode. It was also simulcast on secular Buddhism. It's episode 99. But it inspired me to make an episode about listening and how listening can help you gain a perspective that only that one person can give you, because everyone has their own perspective. So if you truly listen, you can gain a perspective that you'll never get from anyone else. I know if you're like me, you have probably been in a situation where you've been in a conversation, and instead of really listening, you were just waiting for your turn to talk. Or maybe your mind was drifting off. You're thinking about something else entirely. We have all been there. And it's something that gets in the way of truly connecting with others. When we listen mindfully, we open up a whole new world of understanding, one that is deeply personal and unique to the person we're speaking to. So today we're going to explore how mindful listening not only strengthens your relationships, but also broadens your perspective in ways you may not have imagined. Let's start with what mindful listening actually means. Mindful listening is a practice of being fully present when someone is speaking. It's about giving your undivided attention to the person in front of you without judgment, without trying to interrupt or plan your response. And I don't know about you, but I find myself constantly thinking about what I want to say about whatever they're saying, and even interrupting. I don't think I'm interrupting on purpose. I think that their thought is finished, and I excitedly say what I want to say, but I'm learning and I'm working on mindful listening. When you listen mindfully, you're not just hearing the words, you're tuning into the emotions and nuances and the deeper meaning behind those words. And if you listen really mindfully, hopefully you can understand what they're saying from their perspective instead of it being filtered through your perspective. Mindful listening requires you to put aside distractions, whether that's your phone, your thoughts, or the urge to give advice, and be fully there for the other person. This kind of listening is rare, but when it happens, it can lead to profound moments of connection. So why is mindful listening so important? Because each person's experience of life is unique. Every individual sees the world through their own lens, shaped by their background, emotions, and beliefs. When you truly listen to someone, you are gaining access to a perspective that no one else can offer. Think about it. Only that person has lived their life in the way they have. They have insights, they have stories, and they have wisdom that can only be discovered by listening deeply. Mindful listening allows you to step into someone else's world, even if just for a moment. It helps you to understand things from the point of view of the other person, and that can be incredibly eye-opening. Mindful listening is one of the most powerful ways to strengthen relationships, whether it's with a partner, a friend, a family member, or even a colleague. When you listen deeply without interrupting, you show the other person that you value their thoughts and feelings, and you create a space where they feel safe to share, and that can build trust like nothing else. It's easy to see why this strengthens relationships. When someone feels truly heard, they feel validated and respected. It fosters a deeper connection because you're showing up for them fully. That is a rare gift in today's distracted world. And I've also found that when you're deeply listening, the times that I listen the most deeply is when I'm coaching. And I make sure not to interrupt by waiting until the person finishes and then counting to five slowly. And do you know what? I often don't make it to five, because they find they have more to say after they pause for a few seconds, which means they're going deeper than they ever would if I had jumped in with what I wanted to say. That's great in coaching, but if I can bring that to my everyday conversations, how much will I learn and how much wisdom will I gain and how much other perspective can you get from doing that? Just think about it. Here's the most profound benefit of mindful listening. It gives you access, as I said, to a perspective that only that person can provide. No matter how similar you may be to someone, their experiences are still different from yours. By listening mindfully, you open yourself up to new ways of seeing the world. For example, in a conversation with a friend, they might share how they've navigated a challenge that you've never faced before. Through listening, you gain insights into how they handled it, what they felt, and what they learned. This broadens your own understanding of life simply by being open to their unique perspective. Mindful listening is like being given a window into someone else's reality. It helps you appreciate the complexity of human experience and can shift your own perspective in surprising ways. So, how do you practice mindful listening in your daily life? Here are a few practical tips. Number one, be present. The first step to mindful listening is to be fully present. When someone is speaking to you, set aside your phone, turn off the TV, and give focus entirely to them. Give them your full attention. Number two, listen without judgment. Mindful listening requires you to let go of judgment. Instead of analyzing or evaluating what the person is saying, simply listen with curiosity. Allow yourself to hear their words without forming opinions too quickly. Number three, pause before responding. When the other person finishes speaking, take a moment before you respond. You might even slowly count to five, like I do in my coaching sessions. This gives you time to fully absorb what they've said and prevents you from jumping in with your own thoughts too quickly and might allow them to dig even deeper than they would otherwise. Number four, reflect back what you've heard. One powerful technique in mindful listening is reflecting back what you've heard. You might say something like, "It sounds like you're feeling frustrated about this situation." This shows the person you've been listening deeply and helps ensure that you're understanding them correctly and gives them the opportunity to say what they've said in a different way if you haven't properly understood. Number five, practice empathy. Mindful listening goes hand in hand with empathy. As you listen, try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Imagine what they might be feeling and let that guide your responses. To sum it up, mindful listening is one of the most powerful ways to connect with others and gain new perspectives. When you listen mindfully, you create a space for others to share their unique experiences and insights. You tap into a perspective that only they can give you. And in doing so, you not only enrich your relationships, but also expand your own understanding of the world. Thanks for joining me today on It's Now Again. Remember, the next time you're in a conversation, give mindful listening a try. You might be surprised at how much you gain from simply being fully present. And if you're looking to deepen your mindfulness practice, don't forget to visit jeremywest.net, where you can find out about my personalized coaching, mindfulness coaching services, and you can also find my guided meditations. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.